show your faith in the Word of God and in the Father and start being diligent where you are. You should never work anywhere where you won't be diligent. And if you're diligent, you'll always be promoted. If you're faithful, you'll always be promoted.
Faithfulness and diligence are spiritual forces that work together to produce the blessing. Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares how faith and diligence bring increase.
Look at Proverbs 28:20. Oh my, you can't get far without faithfulness, because if you're not faithful, you're not giving God anything to work with. Oh, faithfulness carries great dividends. The scripture says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. That's the key scripture for faithfulness. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. I mean, that says just a mouthful right there. The scripture says that God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, Lamentations 3:22 and 25. We are to be like Him. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Then the eyes are in 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord, let's look at that scripture, are looking for a faithful heart. See, God's on the lookout for faithfulness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You give Him something to see, He'll give you something to see. 16:9. And the Amplified says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward Him, are faithful toward Him. His eyes are looking for you. If you want God to see you, be faithful. His eyes are looking for you. God is faithful, and He's looking for someone to bless. He likes to bless. He is love. He is good. He likes to do good, and He's always on the lookout. Your life should be saying, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I'm faithful. And the next time you're tempted to go a different direction than you know is faithful to the Lord. That's faithful in big things and little things. It's not just faithful about where you live and about your vocation, but it's faithful in the everyday things of your life. If you're faithful to God, temptation comes your way, you'll rebuke it and you'll go the other way. That's faithful. If you're not faithful, you'll let temptation in, you'll play around with it, and sooner or later, you'll do it. And when you do it, what do? You repent and you get right back up. But it's so much better to be faithful. The blessing is on the faithful. What does that mean? That means that you're faithful to do whatever the Lord tells you to do. You're faithful to spend time in the Word and make changes as you see directions in there and what to do. But you're also faithful. Now, this is where, as you begin to grow up some, this is where your faithfulness is tested also. And that's in your heart. Like, for instance, if you begin to pick up a prompting in your spirit that this is not right, you just said something that's not right, you just did something, spoke a unkind word, you got out of love, you're doing too much of this thing and not enough of this thing, you're watching too much junk on television, you're not spending enough time in prayer, whatever kind of prompting. Not spend enough time in the Word. Whatever kind of prompting you get on the inside. See, this is when you really begin to grow up. It's when you do what the Word says, but you're also listening to your spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, directing you and guiding you and telling you day by day. And the more adult you are, the straighter the line you're supposed to walk. And so you grow in these things. And you never get beyond where you quit listening to the promptings of your spirit. And the keener you are to change and make changes, when you get, well, we call it being convicted. Or you could just say corrected. When you get corrected in your spirit and you start knowing, I've let all this time go by. I haven't spent time in the Word of God. Or knowing what the Bible says about walking in love and that love's not touchy or fretful or resentful. And you've been touchy and fretful and resentful. What do? You repent. And if you walked out of love with somebody, you go to them and you say, I apologize. I was wrong in that. I shouldn't have said that. And that's just the way you grow up. If you ignore those things, you're not going to get very far. And we all have to listen to our heart. We all have to spend time in the Word. We obey both our heart and our Word. And that's part of faithfulness. We're faithful to obey God. Amen. In the heart or in the Word. Donald G. says faithfulness implies diligence. So as we're faithful to do the Word of God, obey the Word of God, obey the promptings of our spirit, faithful to walk in the light that we have from the Word of God, we grow up and become whatever God wants us to be. He can trust us with more. You know, if you can't be trusted with a little, He's not going to trust you with a lot. He's a sharp fella, you know. I mean, He knows what He's doing. He's dealt with people for a long, long time. And you're not going to fool Him at all. He's going to see and know what we do. But He does love us, and He does love to bless. That's His thing. He loves to be good to people because He is good. Good people enjoy being good to people. God enjoys being good. He loves it when He looks down, He hears your prayer, and you say, Lord, I'm asking You for this thing. I need this thing right now in the ministry, in my life. It could be a natural thing like a car or a house or whatever. And God, it pleases God when He sees a faithful person behind that request, and He can say, believe you receive it, and you'll have it. See, when you're faithful, it builds your faith. I mean, you know whether you've been faithful or not. When you go before the throne of grace and you ask for something, you need help right now, healing in your body, whatever, you know where you've been walking with God. If you've been walking in the light, you have. You've been spending time in the Word. You've been loving the Word. You've been talking to God in prayer. God is the major part of your life. Your faith is out there. That builds your faith to let God come into your life in a big way. But when you go to prayer and you know you've not been faithful, you've not been walking in the light, you've been doing things you shouldn't do, you cannot scrounge up enough faith to make a dent in what you need. So all these things that God tells us to do really helps us. It's our blessing. It's for our good. Faithfulness implies diligence, Donald G. says. Let's see if there's anything else here on faithfulness that I wanted to give. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. Psalm 31:23, the Lord preserves the faithful. Daniel was found, there was no error, it says, or fault found in Daniel because he was faithful. They put him in the lion's den. The angel came and shut the lion's mouth. Daniel got good sleep in the lion's den. But then, when the next day when they found him, there he was. He was whole. He was untouched. And then there's no error. There was no error or fault because he was faithful and he was delivered. Faithfulness gets you out of trouble. When you're faithful to God, God is faithful to you. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Is that easy to get hold of or not? They that honor me, God says, I will honor. Faithfulness to God is showing honor to God. If you're unfaithful to God, you're showing dishonor to God. They that despise me, God says, shall be lightly esteemed. Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I go to prayer and I need help, I don't want to be lightly esteemed. Amen. I want God to say, I can bless her. She's been faithful. Now, whose decision is that? Is that God's or mine? It's mine that I'm faithful. It's yours that you're faithful. You can make that decision. We can all be more faithful. I'm not saying I've arrived. I'm saying that I have come a long way, baby, from being unfaithful. Faithful is the wise servant. A ruler is blessed. A faithful servant is a wise servant. A ruler is blessed. He shall be promoted. Daniel got promoted because he was faithful. Jesus said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. See, you got to start somewhere. If you're just faithful over a few things, you can get increase. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, he said about the talents in the parable. I will make thee ruler over many things. The more things we're faithful over, the more things will be given into our hands. Now, I'm not just talking about things like houses and cars. I'm talking about spiritual things, natural things, body things, healing and health. The faithful steward gets promoted. Are you in a job and you just say, well, I never get promoted? Well, start doing some extra things. You know, put some more effort into it. Don't be so grouchy when you come to work. And don't resent being told what to do. That's why you're there, is to be told what to do. You know, a faithful man. I mean, you just be faithful where you are. And in today's workplace, there's so little of the spiritual aspect and the natural out there. So little. And people that don't know God, they're just going the other way, doing just the least thing they can do. They don't care about how the company turns out, if the company's blessed or not. If you're working for a company, believe God for that company. Do good things toward that company. I mean, just do things that will bless that company. You'll get promoted. I mean, you'll stand out. You'll stand out. A faithful man in this crazy mixed up world, or a faithful woman, will stand out. And you'll be promoted. And you walk in love. You're kind. You do your job with joy. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord will get you promoted. A faithful steward gets promoted. That's Luke 12, 42 and 48. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2 says, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. If you want to be up in a higher position, you want to be a steward who oversees and has responsibilities, then be faithful and you'll be put in charge. Luke 16:10 says, if you're not faithful in little things, you won't be faithful in big things. Now, that is a real clue of faithfulness. If you're not faithful in the little things in your life, you'll not be faithful in the big things. So what we should do as Christians, since God thinks so highly of faithfulness, is we should make it a point to be faithful in every situation that we're in. Amen. Faithful to God. Faithful to the work of God. Faithful to our job, faithful to our parents, faithful to our children, faithful. That's who we are. We are faithful. We are full of faith to do the will of God and the Word of God. And that's how we get blessed. Hallelujah. Paul said that he obtained, in 1 Corinthians 7:25, that he obtained the mercy of the Lord to be faithful. Lord, help me to be faithful. He said, it's a mercy of God to be faithful. Why is that? Well, because there's so much blessing tied into being faithful. God is faithful, the scripture says, in Lamentations 3, 22 and 25, 1 Corinthians 1, 9. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:3-5. So we're being like the Father when we're being faithful. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. If we're faithless, he remains faithful. If he says, you do this, and this bad thing will come upon you, like in the curse of the law, if you do this, the curse will come upon you, He's going to stay faithful to His word. He's not going to back off that word. If He says the fruit of this action is something bad, the fruit of that action is going to be something bad unless you repent quick and get rid of it. But God is faithful to His word. If we believe not, 2 Timothy says, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. Faithful to what? Faithful to the Word of God. That's just the way it is. Jesus, it says, is a faithful high priest. Now, the other thing that prospers us is diligence. Diligence. Let me just go through a scripture of that. The definition of diligence, faithfulness and diligence really work together. You put faithfulness and diligence into your job, whatever it is. You could be delivering groceries. You put faithful and diligence into it, you're going to get somebody's attention. And they're going to say, this person can be trusted. This person does what you tell them, even when you're not there. So diligence is, the definition is, steady application of business of any kind. Steady application of business of any kind. Constant effort to accomplish what is undertaken. Perseverance. The first scripture I have under diligence is Proverbs 4:20. It's probably the most important because it has to do with every other area of diligence in your life. Keep your heart with all diligence. However you keep your heart, that's how much victory you're going to have in your life. Keep your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 10:4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. So, you know, anybody can be faithful. Anybody can be diligent. You begin to do that on any job you have and you're going to get promoted. The hand of the diligent makes rich. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. That's promotion. Substance of a diligent man is precious. When we're diligent about the Word of God and about spending time in the Word, our faith rises up, our wisdom increases, our ability increases, our ability becomes not so much just dependent on what we can do in the natural, but now we've got God working with us, God working on our side. You'll get promoted. God will give you ideas. You be diligent about the things of God and about what you're called to do, and you'll get ideas. He'll give you great ideas and things to do. And you might get a business idea that would just make you an extremely wealthy man. But if you're not diligent, why should God give you an idea like that? I mean, if you're lazy, you wouldn't do anything with it anyway. You'd just say, oh, well. Or if you're unbelieving, you'd just say, well, yeah, I can see how that'd work, but it wouldn't work for me. So it takes faith. It takes diligence. Glory to God. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The substance of the diligent man is precious. The appetite of the diligent is abundantly supplied. I'm telling you, whatever job you have, whether it's something you're doing just for the summer, as a student, or it's just a job that you don't really care anything about, you just start being diligent. Show your faith in the Word of God and in the Father and start being diligent where you are. You should never work anywhere where you won't be diligent. And if you're diligent, you'll always be promoted. If you're faithful, you'll always be promoted. The appetite of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. But the appetite of the diligent, this is the Amplified of 13:4 Proverbs, the appetite of the diligent is abundantly supplied. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 21:5 says, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but to everyone who is impatient and hasty hastens only. Everyone who is impatient and hasty hastens only to want. A man diligent, 22:29 Proverbs, a man diligent in business shall stand before kings. And then 11:6 of Hebrews says, talks about the diligent. Let's just look at that one in Hebrews 11:6. about diligence. I'm telling you, these things are important. If you want to prosper, you need to be diligent. And if you want to grow up in God, which is more important than anything, you need to be diligent with the Word of God. And be faithful. Faithful to spend time in the Word. Without faith, it's impossible to please and be satisfactory to Him. So should you have faith? Should I be embarrassed when people say, she's a faith preacher? Absolutely not. Should I be insulted when they say, she's married to Kenneth Copeland? You know, he's a faith preacher. Some people wrinkle up their nose at faith. That's because they're totally ignorant. If they had any sense, they'd want to know how to walk in faith. But without faith. Now, do you think I'm going to be without faith? No. Without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to Him. For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that He is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. That's the key to life right there. If you want to increase in spiritual things, natural things, love things, happy things, life things, family things, get on your faith and be diligent about the things of God. God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him out. I really don't know anybody that gets to a very exciting place in God where, you know, where you can just see victory all over their lives and they're happy and their bills are paid and their needs are met and they're going from glory to glory. You're not going to get there without faithfulness and diligence. Because diligence, it takes diligence to overcome the natural course of things in this world. It takes diligence to retrain your mind to agree with God instead of the goofy wisdom of the world. But hey, we've got faithfulness and we've got diligence. It's only a decision away to leave this place. You're going to be full of the Word when you leave here. When we leave here, let's just step up another notch. Let's just take it up another notch in faith and diligence and time in the Word and prayer and obedience to God. Let's take it up another notch. Amen. Glory to God.
Now tonight, would you welcome The Strand of Pearls.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet.
When the roll is called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the garden.
And He walks with me and He talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD, Strand of Pearls, today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs, and also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
The Strand of Pearls. I'm telling you, this CD is just dynamite. Now, these girls, one of them's my daughter Kelly, and the others are my granddaughters. And I'm proud of them, and I'm thrilled with them, and all of that. But now, let me tell you something, and they'll all be the first to tell you this. Nobody gets on this broadcast, and nobody's product gets involved in this ministry just because Pawpaw's proud of them or just because they kin to somebody. No. It has to be Holy Ghost led and it has to be anointed or it ain't going to happen on here. Praise. I don't care if it's me or anybody else. And then, of course, this is just a really fine collection of bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs and so forth. These kids, we were all having a family vacation. We were all out in the middle of the lake on the boat. And I'm just sitting back there in the back seat about to have sleep. And they all started singing together up in the front. We have a barge that all of us in there, it's a nice crowd, you know. And I'm just back, and they all started singing together. And I came up out of that seat. I said, what is this? The anointing of God came on me, and I wanted to prophesy. I mean, it was just right there. And I told them then, I said, you girls get it together. This is something God is doing. And they did, and I'm thrilled. But I'll tell you what, it will not only bless you. These are things you can put on and in your times of prayer and so forth. Amen. It's a good thing. Get some of them for Christmas presents. You'll be glad you did. Let's pray together. And I want you to remember this now. Gloria talked about it. Don't give up. I mean, stay with it. Some of you need to make your stand again right now and make it a final thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this radio and television audience all over the world. In Jesus' name, stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, praise God, in the full armor of God, in the name of Jesus. God help us. Thank you. Amen. Thursday starts in Washington, D.C., November the 8th through the 10th, Hilton Memorial Chapel. You gotta be there. Praise God. This is a great meeting. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We can ignore the word, just stay under the curse, be dummies all of our lives, or we can take the word, put it in our eyes, in our ears, get it in the heart, obey it, say it, obey it, and say it, obey it, and say it, and there's no limit to what will happen in our lives.